We got our guy Isaac Feldman here who used to work with us. He works at the Sports Network. He fought last week and won.
Winner by knockout from Long Island, New York, Isaac Feldman.
Let's go. Here's the problem with that. Now with the proliferation of MMA.
Yes.
You ain't got anybody.
You have no idea.
Because that dude Isaac, who's a great kid.
Yeah.
You'd look at him and go, I'll probably have this guy. I can handle this guy.
He'd kill you in 30 seconds.
No, like, God damn, I hit the wrong guy.
Welcome to the Ike to Gone.
What's up, everybody? Another Ike-tagon started. Not in the books. Started. Getting ahead of myself. I'm very excited about this episode. I'm joined by some of my best friends. Some. I don't want to exclude my boys, Joe, Jared. I guess he is. Who else? Laura. My great friend Laura. She's not a boy, but she's one of my best gals. Let's see. Am I missing anybody? No, that's the click. Joe, Jarrett, and my boys, and Laura, my gal. But my boys who are joining me this episode, Milton Emilio Rosario, or as LinkedIn knows him by, Dr. Emilio Rosario. He will be joining me along with our former fellow college dorm mate, roommate, Alexander Ferrara. He is an artist, a skateboard personality, and just an overall cool dude. And after I give you guys the meat and potatoes, which is why you're here for the Ike-tagon, the MMA content, we'll get to them, and it's just a conversation. It's like 1% MMA talk, barely, like nothing. It's just about life and catching up with them, and Zoom and the times that we're in gives me an excuse to reach out to some friends, family, coworkers, and amazing life friends. So that will be coming up after I recap UFC Jacksonville Uno. So, let's start with the main event. Glover Teixeira, former light heavyweight UFC title challenger. He lost to John Jones in a 5-round decision. He went against Anthony Smith, who also challenged John Jones, UFC 235 last year, a little over a year ago. If you famously remember Smith, and it's important that you remember this, Smith in the 4th round of that title fight against John Jones was illegally kneed in the head. John Jones had a position where he was kind of like a big brother position. He had one hand on the back of Anthony Smith's neck and basically another hand on his rib cage. So he posted against him and then wham, he knees him in the head illegally because Smith had more than 2 points of contact touching the canvas, which is illegal. Are we surprised that John Jones is doing something illegal? No, we're not. But the point of the story is that Anthony Smith is tough as nails. He could have taken the loss. He could have, by disqualification, became the UFC's light heavyweight champion and broke up John Jones' winning streak and title streak, but he didn't. He's a man's man. And Errol Hawani said he would have taken the title and he would have ran away with that title. This is back in March of 2019. I'll dig up the footage, the audio or the video, if I really want to bury on Hawani. I don't want to do too much of that because the clip of Hawani saying he didn't miss the fans, which he reiterated in his latest podcast, was enough. It drilled home. It got enough tension. He knows I'm coming for him. He knows the Ike-tagon's on his heels. He can run and hide in his octagon behind Dana White, who really doesn't care about him. But the Ike-tagon is coming for Hawani. But point of this story now, or point of this tangent, is that Hawani would have taken the title if presented the same opportunity to Anthony Smith. Smith said, I'm not you, Hawani. I didn't go to Syracuse broadcasting school. I'm not all this pleasant type of person shenanigans stuff. I'm a man's man. I'm a gritty man. And it came to the surface again. Anthony Smith, hell of a jaw, hell of a will, so much heart. He earned the name Lionheart. It makes sense because Glover Teixeira, it took hook after hook after ground and pound after position after hammer fist after hammer fist. Anthony Smith at one point was taking out, what do you call those? Not the porcelain. Yeah, I think it is the porcelain teeth. He was popping them out while he's being punched in the side of the face and he's handing to the ref. He goes, hey, here, hold this. I might need this. These are my dentures. I might need them after. He's so damn tough. He's doing his own dentist work. No, Dr. Emilio Rosario can't do his work. Dr. Emilio Rosario does footwork, but we'll get into that later. Smith is so damn tough that he was in the fight the whole time mentally. Maybe his body gave out on him, and we've seen that before, that sometimes fighters are too tough for their own good. Dan Hooker going against Edson Barbosa. His mind would not quit. His mind was in the fight the whole time. But when your liver gives out, when your diaphragm gives out, when your femur and shin bones are tired of being checked and kicked and your jaw is tired of being punched, your body collapses at some point. And there's a lot of controversy going around with, should Smith's corner, more direct, Mark Montoya out of Denver, should he have thrown in the towel earlier and avoid the damage that Smith endured and take away, yes, the small chance of him coming back, but there is always the chance. There's the Frankie Edgar, there's the Michael Bisping chance of coming back to have a huge comeback and win the fight. But it's easy for a media member in their safe, cozy studio chair to say that Mark Montoya screwed up, and the exact quote, because I'm not going to just play the audio of his voice. Trust me, this is the quote. This is what Hawani said on his ESPN MMA podcast with Daniel Cormier, DC. Quote, Smith will be feeling this loss for years. End quote. Ariel Hawani. Now, the point of that quote, what he's saying is this might have done long-term damage. And obviously, we're not going to know in his next fight. We're not going to know in three fights. Well, maybe in three fights if he loses three straight and he's knocked out. But Smith has a reputation to take a hell of a beating. Like a hell of a beating. If you go back to his fight against Thiago Santos, the fight was at 185 pounds. Both guys now fight at 205 pounds. Both guys challenge for John Jones. But Anthony Smith versus Thiago Santos at 185 pounds. Oh my goodness. Google that. Look it up. Images, if you can't afford the UFC Fight Pass package, I think it's about $9. It's not super worth it. It's decently worth it. They should make it free, or at least the pay-per-views should be included in it, like the WWE package. But anyway, if you see that fight, oh my goodness. It wasn't totally back and forth. It was pretty one-sided in favor of Santos. And man, did Smith take a hell of a beating. I actually spoke to Smith's coach, Mark Montoya, after visiting their lovely gym in Denver, Factory X. And it literally is a factory in the middle of nowhere. That's actually where I met Eric Anders, who I talked to last week. Eric Anders is fighting tomorrow on a UFC Jacksonville Dose card. But Smith, Montoya, they're on the same wavelength. They know what the game plan is. They've seen each other way outside of the public's eyes in terms of how much time they spent watching tape, studying, not just the training part, but the conversations and the life stories, and I'm sure the barbecues and the cookouts, the dinners, the bar nights, the family gatherings or the gym gatherings, whatever you want to call it. It's a lot more to the relationship than what you see on fight night. And that's where I think the cozy, soft, studio chair sitting host, not going to say his name again, That's where they're wrong, because it's easy for them to say this loss is going to affect him for the rest of his career. Wow, way to be positive, This loss is going to throw off his career. He's screwed. Well, then he might as well retire, right? He might as well just have taken his gloves off, placed him in the middle of the octagon, or the ictagon, and said, this is it. I'm done. I don't need to pursue a comeback story again. I don't need to win three straight by finish again. I don't need to stop some legends on my way to a title fight against the greatest MMA fighter of all time with an asterisk against John Jones. I don't need to do that. I should just retire. He should listen to that. He's no longer a journalist. He's turned into a pundit, a personality, a commentator, somebody who's just, hear ye, hear ye. I am high above you on my horse and my... It's not a soapbox. But I will cast down my words of judgment. Who the hell are you to tell Anthony Smith, the Lionheart, that he is going to be feeling this for the rest of his career? Stop. You're way ahead of yourself. Maybe you were drinking the Kool-Aid that your wife or kids making because you're staying home, but slow your roll. Calm down. Anthony Smith has a lot more in the tank. Look what he did after the John Jones loss. He came back to submit Alexander Gustafsson, Volkan Ozdemir. This guy, well, he climbs, and then he hits a little plateau. Climbs. I am behind Anthony Smith to come back, to right the ship. Glover Teixeira just had a hell of a night. Who would have expected that? I bet I can't name one person who bet on Glover Teixeira. I know my boy Robbie, who just got arrested on the last episode, was saying, dude, I think Glover might win it. Yeah, anybody might win it. These are different types of circumstances with this COVID-19 and pandemic times that we're in. Everybody's mental state is in flux. It really shows you how important the mental side of this is. Justin Gaethje, the odds were against him on any other fight night, but he was just mentally stronger on, what was it, May 9th against Tony Ferguson. Henry Cejudo shows that a freaking tank can't ruin his confidence or can't run over his confidence. It's a different circumstances, and this is what I love so much about mixed martial arts. Everybody wants the inside. Everybody wants to make picks, or somebody just stays away and not make picks. I also appreciate that because they don't want to be rooting for a guy to lose. They just want to sit back, you know, just no dog in the fight, basically. I understand that. But the coolest part of this sport is the mental side of it. And I also do a mind, body, soul podcast where I try my best to relate to these UFC cage warriors who step in there on a seasonal basis, sometimes even sooner than that, like a Donald Cowboy Cerrone, and put everything on the line and do not quit in a fight, Stephen A. Smith, and put everything that they have, their reputation, their health, their not their family's name, but their name on the line. And that's what I love about this sport. It's so dang mental in a good way. And it takes so much visualization and mental repetitions over and over and over to really find out what you got about yourself. And Anthony Lionheart Smith and his coach, Factory X's own, Mark Montoya, they know what they have in each other. They know what Smith can push to. Smith knows what Montoya has in him. He knows if he's too tired to stay at the gym for a film session. He knows if he could stay up for three straight days and study film. They know each other, and I don't think really anybody's in the proper position to say that they should have thrown in the towel sooner. Smith will be feeling this for years. I think Smith knows how he will be feeling in years, and we need to stop writing the narrative for narratives that we don't control. So, and what the hell's in the water over there, in that Denver water? I mean, I went over there. Everybody's like super nice or super weird. Everybody's like, hey, how you doing? Can I get you anything? You like this? You will list 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 things to the Denver waiters, and you're like, there's no way this schmuck's going to remember it. No, he remembers it. I'm like, damn. I go, maybe there is something to this Rocky Mountain, Colorado. Maybe there is something to it. But on the flip side, I've seen people just kind of drift in the wind mentally where I'm like, can I get $20 on pump 8? Run back out to the pump, waiting for it to click in. Huh. Okay. Yeah, maybe she forgot. Maybe she's busy. I run back in. Hey, did you get the 20? Yeah. Wait, was it 9? No, it was 8. Okay. That's an easy mistake. That's fine. Run back out. Nope. No, I hear pump 9 working now. I run back in. I think it's the wrong pump. She goes, for what? What are we talking about? I'm like, woo! So my point is, what the hell is in that Denver air and water and sun? Apparently, this is a fun fact. Denver gets the most sunny days out of anywhere in America. So I've heard. But my point with what's going on in Denver is we've seen a similar fighter in a similar circumstance, Raquel Pennington, who is a warrior, who challenged for a title, who did not win the title, who faced an all-time great Amanda Nunes back at UFC 224. Raquel Pennington, she was hurting on the stool, and her coach, I'm sorry, I don't remember, but he was motivating her, he was firing her up, and that footage, the corner footage of Raquel Pennington, who was beaten and battered, but was not broken, was released, and the public did not see the side of the coach, and the coach's response, if I remember, on the Errol Hawani ESPN MMA show, damn, I said I wouldn't mention his name again, damn it. He was basically saying, I know what Raquel Pennington has in the tank. I've seen it Monday to Saturday. I know what she's got. I know what her limits are. And I don't know when she's getting the title fight. And what do you know? It's been over just about 2 years. And she hasn't gotten that title fight since. And did it cost her? Is she feeling this years later? I mean, she hasn't come back from a title fight. Anthony Smith has been up and down adversity, but he's done better with adversity than comparing to Raquel Pennington's career. But Raquel Pennington has not come back to fight a title. She's faced title challengers in Jermaine Durandamy and former UFC champions in Holly Holm. And the jury's still out. Because Jermaine Durandamy is an amazing fighter. We obviously know how good Holly Holm is. And Holly Holm did no damage in that fight back at UFC 246. The Conor McGregor card in January. So the jury's still out on will these fighters be feeling it years from now. So moving on. And is this a Dominic Cruz hangover? And we just saw in the last fight, did it go too long? Maybe. That was Keith Peterson who reffed the Dominic Cruz fight. This was Jason Herzog. So now I got to pay attention to the referees. Thank you, Dominic Cruz. Thank you. Moving on. What's next for Drew Dober, who was another Denver kid? I guess they all traveled in the same bus. He got in a huge knockout now. He's knocked out two people or finished two people in a row back at UFC 246. He knocked out Hasselhoff. I should know this. It's like Hasselhoff. All right. We're doing this live. Nasrat Hapakarast. Nasrat Hapakarast. You know? Good old Nasrat, my boy. Knocked out Nasrat and then knocked out Alexander Hernandez. It's a great job by him. Good looking kid. Sky high potential. 31 years old, just coming into his own at 155 pounds. What's next for him? I think he should face somebody that's heavy into grappling. And if you look at the rankings, is that Gregor Gillespie? Is that Kevin Lee? Is that Islam Makhachev? Diego Frajeda? I think he needs to face somebody who could be a top 10, at least a top 12, because Drew Dober is now a top 15. Somebody who is wrestling heavy, who can really, really challenge him. And it's exciting to see where the kid goes next. We'll be talking to somebody who is very close to Drew Dober, and Elliot Marshall, who is part owner of a gym out in Denver, next week on the Octagon. So tune into that. Moving on for this card, OSP, Ovin St. Preux, against Ben Creepy Rothwell. That is not his nickname, but it should be. This guy lurks when he chases people. I swear, he goes in like this. He must have an off hip or an off knee. He really leans in like this. He's like a PlayStation loading character. Round one. That fight was good. Some action, back and forth, back and forth. OSP making his heavyweight debut. Ben Rothwell said he did well, but maybe that's to pump his own stock up. Went okay. Rothwell got the win. That's it. Nothing to write home about. This is the ESPN Plus fights, baby. You're going to get fights like these. It's not the pay-per-view card and the dynamic. Like, one of the best cards I've ever seen, UFC 249 last week, and amazing. Not every card's going to be like that. That's why they should have made it free. That's why they should have made it free. Moving on, Brian Kelleher, Long Island Zone, Long Island Zone, Long Island Zone, gets the knockout. Wow. Another UFC 246 fighter, Brian Kelleher, huge knockout, Long Island Zone, calls out Sean O'Malley, also wants Dana White to call out Reebok and get him the tie-dye shorts. I guess it'd be some hippie man doing some big things for Brian Kelleher and Long Island Zone. So I'm very happy for him, and I will try to get him on the Octagon. Hopefully he obliges and is like, "Yo, brother, Strong Island, let's do it." Hopefully. Andrei Arlovski, former UFC heavyweight champion, gets another win. Wow, beats Philip Lins, outpointed him. That's all Arlovski's doing nowadays. I believe he's Florida or still in New Mexico, Albuquerque. But Andrei Arlovski, oh my goodness. Great job by you, man. Great job by you. But the star of the night, Chase, besides Glover Teixeira, Chase Sherman. Oh, and that's the biggest thing I got wrong with the people going after Mark Montoya of Anthony Smith Lionheart. That's the biggest problem, is that they're not prompting up the guy that should be getting attention, a guy who challenged John Jones, who went five rounds for John Jones, who's been a stand-up citizen, who's been a really cool guy, who loves Mike Tyson. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But Glover Teixeira should be getting prompted up. What? Because he's not a great personality? We got to find a storyline? Well, Anthony Smith, you took a beating. You lost some teeth. Let's move on. Shake it off, kid. I'm sure that's what his coach is saying, but let's prompt up the winner. Oh, my goodness. He was the star of the card, and I fell into that trap talking about Smith and all the clickbait and all the catchy headline stuff. I should be prompted up Glover Teixeira. Glover Teixeira is now third all time by his lonesome self. For UFC light heavyweight wins, it's John Jones, Ryan Bader, who's in Bellator, and Glover Teixeira. Goodness, and he's won four in a row. Let's prompt him up, people. Let's talk about the good, the positive. I feel like everybody falls victim to the Stephen A. Smith first take crap. I hate you, and I'm going to tell you why. Hold on. After the commercial break, Max, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Steven.
I still hate you! It's sad, it's annoying, and it's immature. Coming from me, a guy who's like 20 years younger than Stephen A. Smith, it's immature. But Chase Sherman, great job. You get the second star of the night, brother. Chase Sherman, who was in the UFC, who's a very marketable guy, hit. I'll be there. It's quesadilla night. I got to wrap up real quick. Wrapping it up. Okay. I'm coming. 30 seconds. Chase Sherman, UFC heavyweight, was doing up and down in the UFC. Went away to Island Fights promotion. Did fantastic. Came back to the UFC. oh my goodness, put on a hell of a performance. Got to be performance of the night. Great job, Chase Sherman. Guys, coming up next, Dr. Emilio Rosario and artist and skateboard personality. No, not Keanu Reeves. Alexander Ferrara. Enjoy.
I should put like a thing on my name, be like, I'm Spanish. It's okay. Oh, I was debating whether we should have Laura on this, but then it'll get too, like, you know, oh my God.
Maybe next week. She'd break down the fights and be like, Laura, you know what you're talking about? Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's a great introduction. And Ictagon friends, family, followers, listeners, subscribers, we're being joined by Dr. Emilio and Alexander. I was going to say Fernandez, but Alexander Ferrara. They are my college roommates. They are my best men. They are cool dudes. We've had a lot of travels, experiences together. And we now are in different parts of the United States. What's up, guys?
What's up, man? Glad to be here. This is something we actually talked about for a long, long time.
Is it? I wasn't in the conversation.
Yeah, me neither. Are you seeing two people again, Milton? How many days have you been up?
No, but I'm being honest. I mean, I remember us, you know, just joking around, like, man, like, wouldn't it be cool if we had like a podcast and, you know, we can, you know, get each other on and, you know, see where it goes.
Still don't know if I ever had this conversation with you. Neither,
Milton, but it's, yeah, I like it.
It happened one way or the other. It was, you know, it wasn't premeditated, at least for the rest of you guys.
So what are you drinking there, Alex?
Beer from Vermont, and I'm in Los Angeles, obviously, but you know, a place on the road gets it, and you know, it's a beer I love. It's hard to find, so
you know,
pay the extra money.
Did you get it at a store? You said on the road.
It's like a beverage center. It's like a bunch of beers, and it's a deli place also.
Did you gear up and everything?
Nope. My lady picked it up, so I have to go there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Milton. Where you been?
I don't know what's going on in the world, man. I've been in my little bubble. I'm a caged animal, man.
That's true.
Well, you're fighting the good fight, though, Milton, right? Aren't you doing some crazy stuff at the hospital?
Yeah, there's crazy toes, right? There's a crazy toe thing from Corona, right?
Yeah, Naruto's, man. No one knows what toes. They do those Naruto's, man, and they're like, you know, what the hell are you talking about? It's inside joke, man, all the way.
No, but I saw the photo with you all hazmated. You look like you're about to weld an Iron Man suit. Damn. Oh, shit. He's got it.
Man, are you having like a guilt trip here?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, wanted to ask you guys. I mean, obviously, you know, I have my perspective working in the medical field, but do you think we should kind of get things started? Like, how do you guys kind of feel about, you know, everything being shut down and stuff? Do you think we're overdoing it? Or it's just kind of, we should probably get the ball moving again?
Just hoping and praying and to a higher energy or whatever people look to. Just hoping this thing gets going again, man, this engine. I think, in all honesty, I think everybody appreciates life and the things we took for granted. I didn't think I'd take much for granted. And then when it was taken away, like just going to the gym and doing martial arts, I was like, damn, I did take it for granted. I was like,
affects your life a lot, man. It's a surprise to a lot of people, you know, especially you guys. I mean, I'm in Ohio, which is, it's literally a totally different animal, man. Like people here,
Ohio.
I mean, to be honest, like most people here, like they're homeowners, you know, they're like in a little bit of a more stable, it's cheaper to live here situation. Like I could imagine, like, you know, at least from my wife's family, my family, the tension and like the stress that like friends and family members are going through in New York City and Los Angeles, they're fucking survive. Like, you know what I mean? So that, you know, I don't know if that the reason I asked is because I don't know if that changes your, you know, perspective. That's probably why you feel like, yo, man, we got to get this fucking thing moving.
Well, I think all of us, besides Dr. Emilio, ironically, has the great immune system. I'm just kidding. But I think there's something to that.
I would say for me, nothing's really changed.
I mean, me either.
Besides like us going out and skateboarding, filming in the streets, like we're just like a little more held back from doing that. But I mean, I don't really ever go out. Like, I'm just too busy in my own projects and shit. But also, it's nice. No one's on the roads driving, so I can get from one side of LA to their side in like 10 minutes. But also, like, the work I do, construction and all that stuff, like, it still goes on. So, like, I mean, people are just, a lot of people in that world are very kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, I shook a guy's hand yesterday. No idea who he was.
I mean,
but, you know, but I'm young and I feel good, but it's obviously it's like those I interact with. If I possibly get it, then I could spread to someone else that could be have a new immune system.
Funny thing about it is, I remember there was actually like an article or something. I was talking about the majority of people were like 70% of the American population was going to end up getting it. Most people are going to be men. So it's like, I wouldn't doubt it if I tested positive, but you know, I don't have any symptoms, you know. But the really question that I kind of wanted to tie you guys, pull you guys in, was more in relation to sports. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not the biggest baseball fan, so I'm not really that crazy about whether they come back or not. but it's funny because, like, for me, I have to play, like, two sides. Like, I have to be, when I'm talking to, like, you know, colleagues and stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we should probably, you know, be more conservative and blah, blah, blah. While they're on the side, I'm, like, checking my ESPN update and kind of like, when the hell is the preseason? Where the hell is it start, you know? Because I know for football, I, like, there was this big, I don't know about how you guys felt about it, but there was a lot of big, like, discussion whether they even should have the draft. You know, I don't know. About that, I felt like it went great.
That was cool. Yeah, that was cool.
I have no idea what happened. I just know my buddy Nate, that's in med school, they didn't, the what's it called, match day, they did it from their homes with friends, like 10 people max, I think.
So
it was like, oh, match day is a big event where everybody kind of gets in a big auditorium. It's a big thing where they reveal where they're going to go for the next so many years. But you're like, oh, well, we can't get together, so it's an even small room, small amount of people. And I actually didn't realize that actually the draft already happened. I wasn't really paying attention.
Dude, think about how weird it is for people graduating. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, not even having a baby, but graduating, like something that should be like something they remember for the rest of their life.
I mean, they definitely remember for the rest of their lives, but, you know,
it's true.
Not going to be as –
In New York City, they were saying that they were going to be, like, holding people back for the year. So, it's like, if you were – you're going to have to redo the year. I don't know how it is for college, but high school, like, old public school in New York City and all that stuff, so they pretty much shut down this year, and everyone's going to have to redo it.
Weren't they doing the Zoom stuff? Like, what's your sister? Isn't your sister in high school? Is she doing the Zoom stuff?
I guess – I mean, maybe things have changed, but I remember there was, like, a lot of discussions when things were kind of at the peak, especially in New York. And I was like, that would be – I mean, if I was in purchase, it would be a little different. I'd be like
– True.
But now it's kind of like, yo, I want to get this fucking ball rolling, man, like, you know.
My nephew's killing it, man. He's went to summer school 2 straight years. Now he gets to, like, Google everything, like, every answer. Yeah, so, like, we've never seen higher answers from you. I mean, higher tests.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Purchase. For those that don't know, we all met in Purchase College, and I think it's pretty cool. We got the city boy, got the suburb boy. Alex, would you consider yourself a country boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, it was just all woods and cornfields, and yeah, farms are all.
Beautiful place. Houston is a beautiful place.
Oh, thank you.
I never said it wasn't.
Yeah, Gary with the fuck.
Our first offense.
You gonna beat that?
we'll roll. I'll just hit explicit.
Okay.
What have you guys? That was 2013. We're 7 years out. What's changed for you? Like mentally, not physically, Milton. Like what's changed for you?
I mean, touching on like you know that whole. What do you? I mean, when I look back, how we all kind of became friends and stuff. It was kind of very unique. You know, in a weird way, because I feel like if you would just kind of twice as individuals, you probably wouldn't have thought like that we all would have gelled. I mean, Gary, I kind of met you, you know, secondarily with Mark, you know.
Yeah, we were scared of you.
Yeah.
Like, what is this kid going to the library and studying all that shit?
How do you know
the boys?
And meanwhile, it turns out they were the assholes. I mean, Mark and Zach are good guys, but it's like, yeah, in that world, they didn't know themselves. What's going on? I think that's Mark and Zach.
That people are in the kitchen. We have 6 people in the house quarantined here, so 6 people, 1 bathroom, and everyone eats at the same time, so it's always, huh?
That bathroom's getting violated, I'm sure.
Dude, we've gone through so many matches, just like lighting matcher, you know, every hour, like 2 matches every hour at least. But did you ask me a question? Because I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Does the lady friend still come over in this situation?
She's staying with me.
Ooh,
too nice.
Did you tell her, like, oh, you got to stay here for 14 days to know that you don't have it?
Yeah, that's how we started it. And then, you know, we're just going with it.
Yeah, I just met her on the street. I was like, you want to quarantine
with me? Like, oh, what's up? You know, playing my sly moves from the country.
Nice. How many kids you got out there, Mr. Ferrara?
As far as I know, like 4, but, you know,
he's Asian.
There's been 6 other kids that have been emailing me, and I'm not really sure.
they're emailing now, man. You had them young.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, kids start young nowadays on social media.
Those fuckers are smart.
But, you know, when I wear my disguise and stuff, mustache. I can't really tell why.
I can't even tell who you are, man. Like, dude,
when like Alex was like contemplating going to California,
it was 2014.
Yeah,
that's when I officially moved out here. Yeah, but we did a road trip at the end of 2013 in a van. Lived out of that thing for like a month and a half on the road, and then got to LA, and then stayed out here for another few more weeks, and then I flew back. Mm-hmm. I lived with my father for a little bit, saved up some money, moved back out. Still lived in the van for a little while longer, and then moved in a warehouse.
In the van down by the river.
That's amazing.
We were actually in a van down by Huntington Beach on Magnolia Street.
That's really an upgrade.
Actually, like, you were a quarter mile from the beach, just like super close. Actually, it was like next to a park, so we'd sleep there with a bunch of other RVs and shit along the same street. We'd sleep there, get up in the morning, go hang out, like put a little propane tank on the grass and just cook some breakfast and stuff. And then we go walk down the beach, hang out for a little bit, exercise with the Olympic rings I had, just put them on a tree and stuff.
Nice.
Go skate and film. And then, that's how I started out here. Remember Thanksgiving we had gotten out here. And we were at the skate park that day. Went to a 7-Eleven, ordered a pizza for Thanksgiving dinner. Terrible pizza from 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
And then that 7-Eleven actually is a mile down the road from me right here. That's nice. Crazy that we stayed so close to that spot.
Full circle.
Full circle. Yep, yep, yep.
I mean, for me, that's just like, that's kind of a scary leap of faith, man. Like,
takes balls.
Yeah, dude. It's like, you know, because the funny thing is, I remember having this conversation when you came back and you were in Shushan, and you came down and visit us in Ludovica and stuff. You know?
Dropping names.
Damn, he's awful for the meeting. Don't repeat the story I told you about 40 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write that down.
Wilson's a fucking comedian. Get those jokes.
It's amazing, man, because it's like, for me, dude, like, I'm in my comfort zone to take, you know, like a leap of faith, go out there, you know, and kind of just see what's out there, you know, and just kind of go with it, you know? I mean, you didn't have necessarily like a setup, but it's something that you always wanted to do. And I remember having this discussion with you and stuff, and it's like, yeah, man, I got to do it now. Because, you know, everything is never, nothing's ever perfect. They rather the timing. So you kind of have to just kind of give it a shot.
Looking, yeah.
Yeah, you got a stash, you know, chilling. World. It's beautiful, man.
It keeps me cool, you know. Yeah. I grow this out, but keep this short. Don't worry. Look,
Alex. No, what? Seriously. Have you ever thought about like doing underwear modeling? I know Milton joked about it, but did you any opportunity come across like or physique modeling or something?
No, never really. I mean, you guys have mentioned it, but I mean, I would never pursue it. If something popped up organically, I'd be like, okay, cool. But because it's easy money.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm also not gonna do it, you know.
Because you maintain fantastic physique. For anybody that hasn't, no problem. Anybody that has an excuse, I can't get to the gym during quarantine. I'm gaining weight. It's like, dude, you got your whole setup in your backyard. It's like, there's no excuse. And dude, the rings, like it, like your whole physique's from everything in the backyard, right? The what is it, gym rings? Yeah. What do you got? A 30, 40 pound dumbbell or something?
I got a 53 pound kettlebell. I got 240 pound dumbbells. I got an ab wheel, which is my bread and butter. Been doing that since I was 8 years old, I think.
Wow.
Milton loves that thing. It's the same one from Purchase.
What do you call the thing where you, it's like you're flat and then you go to like upward, like you do from standing. Is there a name for that thing? Dude, that's like the next level ab.
Just standing ab wheel, I think.
That thing's pretty sick.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all hard.
Yeah, when he's standing, he goes all the way out. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can link the video to my workout.
Dude, I talk about like the Alex diet all the time. It's like, dude, how badly do you want to get shredded? You eat one egg a day, and that's it.
Oh, let's get into this, man. The method actor. Did you guys? I don't know if it's Joaquin or was it McConaughey or was it Christian Bale? The apple and one can of tuna. I think that was
Christian Bale.
Okay.
Maybe not. It's probably Joaquin.
Probably reading, and he was like, "That's crap. Way too much food."
Were you guys obsessed with like the Joker interviews? Like after the movie, I wanted to like see all his interviews. Not like obviously the late night stuff, Jimmy Kimmel, but like the other stuff, like the movie guy interviews.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just felt like people, I was kind of interesting how people like reacted to the movie because it wasn't your, you know, bread and butter comic book, like happy go lucky, you know, movie. It was fucking hardcore, man.
Intense, but it's so good.
Yeah. Happy you won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Dude, that was an amazing performance. I mean, it's not like the Marvel stuff, but it's literally like the truest version of like, I look at it more like a.
Yeah, what does that mean? You got to watch your words, Mr.
Yeah,
Media.
Come on, Milton. But I also haven't seen a lot of the Marvel stuff. I hear it's great, but it's more of like a.
Netflix, they got the best one, the Infinity War. It's nuts.
I mean, should I watch them all from the beginning or what?
Might take a couple hours or a couple of days.
A couple hours? Which one's a couple hours?
I think Iron Man 1 was like.
I remember that one. He's in the beginning. He's in the Middle East. I think he's like taking photos of the troops. He's like, they got, there's a peace sign up. He's like, hey, no gang signs. He's like, I'm just kidding. And then takes a photo. Then they get blown up and then he gets captured and built a suit.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. And then I remember Mickey Rourke, Milton's favorite guy.
That one was bad. That one was bad.
Milton, how do you feel about him? Mickey Rourke, what's going on with him?
Yeah, dude, because it's like his face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, I just see the pain or like, I don't know what happened. It's like a story behind those eyes. I don't know, like, what happened to that face.
Did you know he's in the video for Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a great video.
Oh, my gosh.
Pull it up.
Yeah, if I could, you guys, I'm going to try to find it and show you quickly and not get taken down.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I watched that video like a year ago. I forgot about that one.
I see a bunch of little Spanish kids crying and shit. That's how you.
Which ones?
Little Spanish kids, man. You get that guy on there with Ricky Iglesias.
that's Milton's hero growing up, right? Him and Antonio Banderas.
I don't know if it was the plastic surgery or like acid.
No, yeah, for sure. I think it's didn't he do like he tried to be a professional boxer, and I think he did like competitive boxing for a bit, fucked his face up, and he got like plastic surgery and Botox. And I think
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but I mean, this thing, something, a lot of things were happening there, you know?
Yeah, I haven't done any research. Oh, Gary, are you going to talk about any fights? Oh, shit, here we go.
Oh, God.
There he is. Hold you. Oh, yeah. Man, what a stud.
Whoa. Okay. Hold on, I gotta take it down.
Yeah, are you gonna remove that from the segment?
What's up?
Are you gonna remove that, or you have to edit that, or
no? No, I think if you're under 29 seconds, you're okay.
Oh,
that was like 7. So
life is tough.
Purchase was good for something. I learned about media law.
I remember this video.
Hey, what's up? Oh, Milton, hi. Look!
Is Janthavi?
Am I a part of the podcast now?
Yeah.
You're live on CNN.
Ask your question.
You're live on the live CNN.
Is Alex a top man or a bottom man?
Oh, you're on your conference call?
Yeah, I'm on my conference
call. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for having me on CNN. I am so honored to be a guest. Alex is a... I'm nervous now. Alex is the bottom man. Yep.
Yeah,
he is the receiver. Is that?
Oh, whoa! Nobody asked for anything else.
I like to be very transparent.
Speaking of lovers, Milton's talking to his. I think he's getting yelled at by.
Yeah, my wife's yelling at me. She said, "What? Well, I thought you were off."
Well, I just wanted to pop in this.
He's on the other machine.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, I saw it.
Milton says it too, but he's being yelled at.
Don't drink too
much. Oh, Alex. She seems cool, man.
All right,
yeah,
man.
She's great.
Cool. We, David, my younger brother.
Man over there.
He always, or, no, now I'm spreading news like Milton. Like, hey, man, we always said we were going to do a podcast. Never said. But David thinks Milton's funny, and he had no idea about you because, I don't know, garden.
About me? What do you mean?
He just knew you were cool. And then I was like, dude. Well, he says, he goes, the story was you were wearing all white the first day
yeah,
we met you in AKA the hotel that we were staying at for college. It's weird to explain.
I was wearing white pants, a white shirt that had a collar, short sleeve shirt with like blue, red, purple, yellow colors on it. And remember you showed up and you're like, he's usually dressed this way. And you're like, kind of like,
did I say that?
You did, yeah.
Oh.
We only knew each other for like a little bit. And I think,
well, that meant.
We were still kind of like forming our friendship, but it was funny because I think you're trying to show like your brother some of your friends, and I just come out as this like, you know, out there outfit compared to what you've probably seen on Long Island, you know.
Turns out he's more accustomed to that, like the
is he nowadays?
Yeah, well, he's always been the more open-minded brother. Like, he's the fashionista, and like
he's the youngest, right?
Yeah, and he's the wisest.
I'm the youngest too.
It turns out you guys are the best listeners and the wisest. But yeah, I assume that he would be, I don't know. Maybe if I assume, like, I treat him like he was one of my friends, actually. Be like, oh no, close your eyes. No. How dare I be friends with somebody who dresses different?
What would I be think I was about to go skate, I think, or something. And I don't know.
Who knows? Stupid me.
No,
but
we were all.
Anyway, he just discovered all your Milton. You available?
Yes.
All right, we'll wrap you in a second. I'm telling a heartfelt story.
Yeah.
He just discovered your creativity side through social media. He doesn't post. He posts like once every other year. David, and he's 27. He should be out there like clapping cheeks and everything, but he's very.
I just pictured two butts just.
He's guarded. He's very guarded. Like, I wanted to have him on earlier. He goes, no. That's his only response. But he discovered all your work, and he's wildly impressed, man, by your artwork and by – it's all artwork, but by maybe the
– Artwork?
Artwork.
It meant to be it. by your artwork.
Professional. And,
yeah, he just, you know, I don't know. He finds it cool, and he, oh. I think L.A. would suit him. I asked him once. I was like, dude, would you ever want to come to a trip in L.A.? And he said, yeah. And this is obviously before asking your permission, but I think you guys would have a common enemy, and I think you guys would be friends that way.
Common enemy? is that your one buddy?
No, that's me.
Oh.
Because you both see the flaws, but you both love it regardless.
Hey, we all have flaws, Gary. That's what's beautiful about us.
Good answer.
Yeah, Milton.
But Milton, we got to do an LA trip, man. We got to
soak
up the sun.
We went to Chicago. Not Chicago. We went to Ohio to see you that one time and saw Interstellar.
He remembers.
Yeah, that was a great movie. It was long as fuck.
What are you talking about?
Got a leg cramp.
Oh, what? Oh, Interstellar.
Yeah.
Wait, did you even bring up Interstellar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so worried about my delivering the line that I didn't.
Yeah. You were. Yeah, dude. It was
Marv.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go.
Marv.
Dude. Murphy's Law. You call him Marv. Marv.
Marv.
Marv.
Marv.
I've only seen Christopher Nolan movies once in the theaters besides The Dark Knight. It's just so ingrained in my mind. Inception. I didn't see Prestige. Inception, Interstellar, Dunkirk. Yeah, I only seen them once.
I don't think I saw Interstellar in the theaters. I think I just saw it like.
We were together.
You saw it in the theater?
That's what we're just talking. I drove your car through the snow because you didn't know how to drive in the snow.
Oh, yeah, I got a ticket. We were speeding in the snow.
Alex was like, remember the snowstorm?
You got a ticket before, and then you weren't too familiar with driving in the snow because you grew up in Queens, so you didn't drive. So I drove it. I was Matthew McConaughey driving the car.
I remember it. Dude, you have an excellent memory.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. And then, yeah, I'm not going to state more things that happened because, you know, some of us might get in trouble with some of the things that went down, Gary and Laura.
That was 2 weeks before I met Anya. Holy
was
goodness.
It?
Yeah, I remember.
That's amazing.
It was like a 7 a.m. flight because it was like $14 on Spirit Airlines. So
no,
I was ready to like – I don't know. I thought I would stay up the whole night, but I just was exhausted.
Yeah.
Did you miss your flight?
No. One of you guys saved me, and it was delayed. But I wasn't delayed.
That's what I think. That's what all the rumors start circling.
I was actually early.
I get it. Nothing you go through.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, I get it. You guys see the trailer for the new Nolan movie, Tenet?
Yeah. I'm seeing like a bit. The new Tom Hardy came out. The new movie Capone came out, I think, last night.
Netflix?
I don't think it's on Netflix. It might be just like you have to rent it on like Amazon or some shit. It's called Capone.
Like Al Capone?
Yeah. He plays Al Capone in later years. Yeah. But it was just like – it's like all the movies it was going to be in the theaters, but...
I hate the New York Post.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I know what it is, but like, I don't know.
I was like, how is she going to sell LA?
I'm not familiar. Is it like an exaggerated kind of like magazine?
Tabloid.
Okay.
Capone Review. Tom Hardy is an embarrassment.
What? Really?
Just type it in Capone in the Google.
I bet he did great.
I bet he did great.
You guys see the movie Legend?
Yeah, played two roles, two brothers. Yeah, I saw that in theaters. Have you guys seen the movie Wuthering Heights?
Holy shit, that's kind of fucked.
It's messed up.
No, I haven't seen it, so I don't really.
I just
look at reviews.
A random movie for him, though. I'm just kind of like, why that? He's played a lot. I mean, I feel like he's really challenged himself as an actor. I feel like he's like fucking extremes, man. Al Capone? Like, what the fuck?
You guys see the movie Legend? Where he's the twins? The London mobsters?
Yeah, you just asked that.
Oh, did you answer?
Yeah. Have you seen Bronson? Of course.
We saw that movie against our will.
Gary hasn't seen it?
No, and I know the premise, and I love Tom Hardy, and I still haven't seen it.
So good. Have you seen him in Rock and Rolla?
The Guy Ritchie film? Yes. Saw a little of that. Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, he's a side character, but he's pretty great in that. And then what about This Means War? Him and
I did see that. Chris Pine. Dude, I went on a whole Chris Pine IMDb and then watched all the Star Trek movies. I've never seen them. They're way better than Star Wars. J.J. Abrams did a way better job on those.
Star Trek. I've never, I don't know. It's not as...
It's enjoyable.
Yeah. Dude, Milton, did your microphone well muffled? Because you seem a little more faded out.
I mean, I'm probably far away from the...
Yeah. Is that how it works?
I'm not wearing headphones, so it's probably not as...
Oh, me either. See?
Ooh. Dude, where the hell did you get that thing?
We have like 3 wigs in the house. They're all from Halloween from years ago. And really? I'll wear this out like legit sometimes just in public. It's pretty fun.
It's the same color.
I mean, it looks
cool. I know, right? My mother saw... Actually, I was FaceTiming my mother the other day for Mother's Day, actually. And she's like, that looks real. She's like, imagine your mustache so long.
It's like literally the perfect hairstyle for you if you were doing like a kind of like a movie about our lives when we were in college.
The tight hairline.
Gross.
Dude,
I'll stay.
The same hairstyle you had when we were in college.
Oh my gosh, my brother kills Keanu Reeves. He goes, I rewatched The Matrix. He goes, it sucks.
What?
Come on. Oh, wait, Bronson's done by the guy who did Drive?
Yep. Ooh. You're going to love you more now. Wow. The soundtrack's great. I have the soundtrack saved my Spotify.
Nice.
Is anyone going to listen to this whole thing, or is it just going to be us like speaking and having fun? Because, you know, it's just too... Just 2 random friends of yours, you know, having a good time.
With the stuff that I'm going to put out, that will get the attention. What I did earlier today with my friend getting arrested and me making fun of, or not making fun of, calling out another MMA reporter, that will get attention. But this is what everybody should see, is a healthy conversation between 3 betas.
Speak for yourself, Gary.
Meow.
Meow. No, this is fun. I miss you guys. You guys are great. You guys are, it was fun living our senior year, living all together in that one place with Jackson.
It was awesome. Yeah, with Jack. Dude, man, I remember you being upset every time you had one of his male friends over the night. The walls were very thin.
The walls are so thin.
Very thin.
I feel like that's a song.
These walls are so thin.
But remember that time Gary had both his walls kind of...
Oh my God, man.
Let's not get into it. We're on some public, you know.
All right, let's give a story each. I'll come up with Dinosaur Girl.
Dinosaur Girl. Oh, yeah.
Look at those eloquence. We should all tell the story like this.
So what are you trying to say?
Gary and I both had girls leave our rooms to the windows.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Third story.
I just told my brother the story about Reef. When Milton was there, Alex was not. This is when we were talking about we should do a podcast in the future. We were like, Reef, this is the guy's name, Gary Reef. We're like, hey, man, you understand? Alex has got a bad man. He's got to juggle a girl on Monday, a Tuesday girl. He takes off Wednesday to recover. Then Thursday swings in there. And, like, not Reef's true. Just sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm fucking out here dry, and this guy's complaining about being tired.
Damn.
Those are all rumors. Those are not true.
there was one in particular, the girls that Alex had that always felt like that we were masterminds, and because she always, what was her name? She always saw.
I know the name, but I won't.
She always saw the same girls at the same time. So she starts, because she was a smart girl, so she started to pick up the fact that there was like a pattern to the behavior.
You know what? I blame Milton for being a bad influence on me. He's like, yo, man, we're in college. Enjoy yourself.
It's
kind of like, well, I feel like we, you know, to our credit, I think we will
all credit
our limitations. Because I remember, man,
limitations.
As far as like, we all had more. We were very honest about what we were doing as far as like,
true.
None of us were trying to get into a serious relationship, and we all had things we wanted to do outside of college as far as, you know, so we didn't want anything serious. And I remember a couple times where after like a long semester shenanigans, you know, me and Alex would sit down and, you know, even because you were at work back in those days when you were hustling and stuff, you know, wearing ties and stuff, you know, me and Alex would be like, man, we gotta, like, you know, we can't do this anymore, man. Like,
I remember that. We gotta,
like, talks, man. I'm just like, you just like, you know, like, but that's what makes us, I think, for any guy, you know, you grow up, you have to like date women to kind of figure out what you want as far as women or whatever. Yeah,
making mistakes here and there.
But we always had our morals, and like, we always like were aware.
Yeah.
Oh, some guys don't. Some guys just fucking
keep. That's true. Well, also people aren't really surrounded by good people, you know, like you guys are all great. And that's why we all stuck together, because like, even though when I first met Gary, he was wearing a huge oversized polo and like super, super baggy blue jeans. And I was like, he seems like a nice guy. And you're my neighbor, so we kept hanging out, and then eventually, you know, we started vibing even more. And then Milton, you just kind of came out of nowhere. And
what his wife said.
But yeah, I mean, but like we all like were good influences on each other. We all were there to talk to each other, and you know,
dude,
some people don't have that, you know.
Dude, I think we were kind of attacked. Like, people wanted to, like, fight how, like, we weren't trying to be cool. We were just, like,
having fun.
Yeah, exactly. We're just having fun, and people wanted to.
Were you saying we were cool?
I think we're cool because we were ourselves. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I mean, what do you say? What do you consider?
Oh, wait. You're right. Not were.
Would you guys consider a party school?
Hmm? Purchase? No, but our dorm room was. Or
that. That's something that I always want. Like, looking back now, you know, like, you know, I felt like what I enjoy the most about our time is something that I like cherish. Is that I'm sure there were people there that had a, you know, probably didn't have a great time in their, you know, during their college years of purchase. And I'm like, that was probably one of the best times of my life, man. I felt like I was. No, I'm serious.
It's fun. No, it's fun.
Had a great time. I honestly, you know, I felt like I, you know, from you and Gary, I feel like I was exposed to so many different things that before that I've never done, you know. And like,
yeah,
for the first time in my life, I kind of like put my guard down, you know, and I was just open and like had a good time with different people and like different like crowds. And you know what I mean? Because like for me and Gary, we were being from the city, you know, it's like everything is like a certain way, like, and I felt like I'm
from the suburbs.
Myself and became who I am today through those experiences, man.
Yeah.
But like, dude, looking back, some of the things we did and the good times, man. And for mostly, we used to go to the gym together. We used to fucking eat together. We used to have our little fucking dinners and just talk about, like, you know, what's going on. And even though, like, Gary was with his sports, you know, you were doing your arts and skateboard, and I was doing my retarded thing. Like, we
watch it.
Yeah. You asked us if you could say another word, and now I can't say.
Well, also, Milton, why I laughed, you said the best time for you, because you should be still, like, having great times, you know? Like, it's the best time of life. Like, you should still have moments, you know, where you're...
I am, and it's like, you know...
I know you're married, but it shouldn't be slowing you down.
Yeah, but I feel, no, I'm not. Look, it's...
I think he wants it, though. I think he wants the golf life and the slow life.
No, I mean, those years are... definitely a huge highlight for me.
Yeah,
it was, but like, it was so much fun.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna say that I'm not having fun now or anything, but it's just like,
you better be.
The thing is, it's like, there was a unique time in our lives. Like, I had no like stress about like fucking, you know, career.
You were pretty stressful, like,
and very pale.
Dude, we had to drag you out of your lab. You were there.
Yeah. Milton, we come back our senior year. You're the palest guy in the house, and you're usually the darkest guy. You're from your bloodline, you know. You're supposed to be a little more tan than everybody, and you're super pale.
That's why I hang out with Laura, bro. She kind of has...
That's right. She's a ghost.
I just felt free, man, like, as far as just, like...
Yeah.
There was things I was going to get, but at the same time, I was doing everything. I was studying. I was working out. I was, like, I was pushing myself. I was going out. Like, Gary would show up after work, not sleeping at all, and, like, meet us at a random party. Like, that was awesome, man.
Well, I hate the fact that you, like, say that you were free. Like...
But it's all
maybe you think if your nose is to the grindstone right now,
he's more responsibilities now. I feel like
locked. True.
More like my life is more structured. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta take vitamins now and shit. Not for ABS. You know, it's just, so I have to be like, everything is very structured. My life is very structured. Like I literally have a routine every day. Like, I'll check my emails at a certain time, chores at a certain time.
Well,
and it's not like a bad thing. I feel like it's a lot of it. It's like, for my life, it's just, you know, you adapt to your surrounding, but
I'm only human though.
Like, I think it's fun. I felt like I was with my brothers, you know, like we had a great learned a lot. Were there good times? Yeah. Were there bad times? Yeah. But I could do it together, you know.
Gary, awesome. is your life pretty structured now too, or is it just pretty much pretty open?
I'm trying to. That's a tough answer.
You're kind of like in between. If you were a few years ago between a few things, and I know you're building stuff up now, but it's like, I'm not sure like what you have going on besides, you know, a lot of things that you have going on, you know. So it's just like, I know you have a little more freedom than Milton, but do you give yourself, you know, your own schedule type of thing?
Well, blessed to have a wife that is the Milton type. She's the structure, keeps me in check. It's like, as soon as I met her and she could understand me, I'm like, oh, she's the one. I'm fighting for that freedom, Milton. I know what you mean, like, be free, but there's different stages of freedom. Like, we had it in college, we're gonna have our professional freedom, and but I have to incorporate structure if I want to get there a little, because I need to do resumes to get a job to maybe go out to LA. And then once that happens, then I'm like a bird.
I'm give myself like a blonde fucking
like Odell Beckham.
It's like, I'm going to have like super long hair. It's going to be beautiful, bro.
I want to see Milton with blonde hair. Blonde, long hair.
I have blonde hair. You know, things are going wrong.
Milton, you grow your hair out, man.
It's not going well for me, bro.
Milton, grow your hair out.
Yeah, what does it look like when it's long?
It's just wavy, curly hair.
Dude, is there any photo?
He froze it up.
Alex.
It's more just because it's like maintenance, man.
Alex.
I'm here. Can you see me?
We've been calling to you for 30 minutes.
Okay. I think... I'll try the Wi-Fi again. I think everybody's on it. There's 6 people in the house, so.
Tell them to go to sleep.
Hey.
There you go.
What's up? How you guys doing?
I mean,
I think out of all three of us, I think, Alex, you're chasing the biggest dream, like, in terms of, like.
I still don't know what it is, though. I'm just doing the things that I enjoy doing, but it's like doing so for people that might be listening this far into the podcast. That
hi, mom.
That's what I was gonna say.
So My Hero Skateboarding, my friends and I, skateboard company. I do a character in skateboarding called Man Ramp, which I hold a piece of plywood for people to skate onto off of. And our board company and the director are doing pretty well in the street. We actually have a Man Ramp video series on Thrasher Magazine coming out starting in June. I'm just, you know, doing carpentry and all that stuff and construction, just making stuff, you know, drawing still. And, we've been talking about buying land out here on the outskirts of LA, like near Joshua Tree. So that's like really affordable compared to the LA city limits, but it's like, I don't know, like compared to Milton. Milton has like a clear set goal of what he's doing, right, Milton? You're pretty much like out of
he's path. In it, right? He's in it.
I mean, yeah. It's weird because it's like I feel like in the same way it's like a yay nay kind of thing, you know? Like
yeah.
In one spec, I feel like I'm kind of like, you know how you are, you know, you're kind of on this path and you're kind of like it's very organic, you know?
Yeah, definitely like more organic. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like mine is similar in a sense where it's like, you know, yeah, you're in a path, but it's like, you don't know. It's kind of what you do with it. You know, like you're not, yeah. I could end up, you know, depending on what kind of practice I get or, you know, things.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say yours is like 100 times more structured. It's like, at least you're.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're pretty much in the opposite ends of the spectrum. Like Milton's in, you know, medical fields, you're on this path to
go to a certain point.
And so. Yeah, which is great.
I'm in between you guys, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, you're pretty much between us. And then for me, it's like, I don't know, like I actually give myself a bunch of structure. I wake up at like between 5 to 6 every morning just to like wake up, stretch, exercise before I go to work. And then go to work and then come home, hang out with my dog, which he's outside right now waiting for me. So, but it's just like, you know, I give myself that structure. If I have no work that day, then I have certain projects in the garage or my room to draw or take my dog out to the park. So I give myself certain things because I have to. But if I didn't, like, I wouldn't have anything that's like really besides work, you know, it's just like, oh, just the one work thing, do this job over here. Okay. But like, I don't know, having that structure helps a lot.
Well, Alex, it's the same way. I feel like my life is the same way because, you know, there's certain things that are like required of me for purposes, which you have to, you know, for, you know, your projects and stuff. That you do. But a lot of the stuff, you know, like I have to like, kind of like what Gary's doing. Like I have to like structure things so I can, you know, maximize and kind of do or achieve my goals or at least maximize whatever I'm going to do with my career. Same thing you do, like I do the same thing. It's literally, even if I don't go to work, I'll try to get up early, try to kind of have a routine, a schedule. And no one's like forcing us to do that, but it's something that like, you know, that, you know, sometimes I look back and I wish I didn't have to do that, but it's like just part of growing up. Like that's why those days and purchases are, I cherish a lot because it was great and all. I mean, you probably were more structured in that time than me and Gary. Because I remember
like, in college?
In a way, yeah, because you always woke up a certain time, like, you know, like you had a routine. Like, that's what I always liked about your life. I don't know, like, you knew, like, you had, like, in a sense, from like an outsider's perspective, you think that, oh, you know, you're, you know, it's kind of like re-going and, you know, but it, realistically, not really. It's like, look what you just said, like, you kind of know how you go about your day.
Mm-hmm. Alex, have you seen people like burn out, like, try to come out to LA or maybe they're in LA and they just, you could see them have no structure. They have all the bit, they talk the talk, they have the big game, they want the dreams, but they just, maybe they're lacking a little structure or discipline. Because dude, I think your wrestling and your sport background is like, set you apart in my opinion.
I mean, that's definitely helped. I mean, that's why I still like do the things I do for exercise. I wake up, a certain like mindset, a certain standard I have to be at to be like physically capable to do certain things. And also I try to hold myself responsible and like learning new things for like art or carpentry. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think most of the people I know in Los Angeles have done pretty well and they're still out here, but there are a few friends that are just like, they've just, you know, gotten a little too crazy here and there and like, yeah, I'm moving back or something like that. But for the most part, a lot of people I still hang out with out here, they're doing really well. But obviously there's a few people that come out here and just kind of get a little too carried away with certain lifestyles. But I mean, I'm also very fortunate because I moved out with some really good buddies of mine too. So being there for each other is really helpful. But, and then some people move out here solo and have no idea how to do that. It's so crazy. So crazy.
Great perspective. Great perspective.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, boys, anything else? Anything else? I say, did you notice the room? This is our college room numbers on the screen.
Oh, I was B. That's right. I saw these. Yeah. I was like trying to like, why am I B? There's A. I
remember.
And then, the fights. You talking about the fights?
Milton, did you watch anything?
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm in like a little bubble.
It was free.
That's true.
Some of them.
I watched YouTube.
Well, there were no fans in the stands, and it was epic fights. And Alex, what do you think about? Dude, what do you think about the fights? It was no fans, but the action was nuts.
It was great. I saw a lot of the prelims, and then I saw the last one, the Gaethje and Ferguson fight, and it was great.
Milton, would you watch if I sent you?
Yeah.
Nah, don't bullshit me.
I mean, it's pretty much like the vibe of it was like a high school basketball game where you can like. It's like you hear like all the noise and stuff. Before the fourth round on the Gaethje Ferguson fight, I heard a freaking whistle. Like, I thought like someone. I swear, I heard a whistle.
Jeez.
What the fucking basketball game? What's going on here? Like, you know.
But what I'm missing was the dad screaming.
Yeah, get the fuck up. second, but I thought it was great. I mean, obviously the striking was what people love the most, and they're both wrestling backgrounds, but also phenomenal strikers like that. But it was great to see because like I have no clue what I'm talking about, obviously, but they were always just throwing punches whenever they were close. They were like trying to get the angles and stuff too. They were getting close, getting an angle, and they wouldn't always throw a punch either. They'd get close, like I see Gaethje like get down, like get the angle, but then feel it and go back and like.
Damn, dude, look at you as the wrestling guy picking up some boxing, man. And I don't know if Milton knows this. Alex stepped into, or 3-1-B stepped into a jiu-jitsu gym not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude,
yeah.
They were like, Alex, calm down, man. This isn't the NCAAs.
Well, because, you know, I just showed up and it was like, oh, you show up, you know, try it out. And I was like, cool. And then –
Oh, cool.
And then they separate the people.
You killed the sensei.
Like,
no.
Beginners and, like, the brown belt. No, he guy's actually awesome. Okay, he texted me, like, a month after. He was like, hope you're doing well. Like, he come goes, back anytime. Like,
my wrist cool. just – I just got two screws.
No money for that, you know. What?
The sensei's like, oh, I hope you're doing well. I just got the metal bolts out of my wrist.
Snap his wrist. But I also liked. I never noticed this before, but Ferguson's USA tattoo on his leg.
Yep.
That's rad. Good to see.
I found that out last year.
That reminded me of that time you guys did that wrestling. New York City, where Alex was wearing those like tight like dude, and all the moms are like circling around. And Alex,
did you take any photos, Milton?
Oh, dude, those things are the best. Everyone was like so disappointed when Alex lost, like I think it was the semis or something. Like I was like, why are all the because me and your dad were watching your fight, and then like I think Alex was started it like after yours and it was initiated, and like I
Dez
just,
was there, man, too. I forget Dez and Moni.
Like a crop of women like circling and, going. And then I look, it's like Alex wrestling and I was like, ah, shit.
So those that obviously don't know, because there's no footage anywhere, but there was a grappling tournament in Queens, New York by Milton's house, and I'm from out east Long Island. Alex is from upstate New York, and we all came to this tournament. Alex made his own wrestling pants. They were long at one point, right?
They were legit spandex jeans, leggings, but I come in the jean shorts.
And yep, cut them up,
they're,
and they
look—they're kind of like the Hulk shorts, you know, because his
that shit. Was
yes, and I had Bruce Banner,
and I had the mutton chops to mustache combo with no hair.
Dude, I wish we had a photo.
I didn't train for that either. I was just like,
okay. Sent the workouts, right?
Well, again, remember you tried trying to lose weight and you couldn't. You didn't make your weight. Because
me? Oh, Gary did.
Yo, we went out the night before to see, you know. The-
Oh, yeah. And then dancing. We ate Chinese food.
There was like a girl trying to dance with him in the fucking club and stuff. And I was like, heavyweight champ. Gary was furious, man. Because he was like, man, like he was like, oh, you know, we all slept in the dungeon downstairs. And Gary was like, oh, I'm going to be in bed by like 11. You know, I'm going to have
a
little water. Next thing you know, we're fucking.
Next thing you know, Alex is like putting a beer in my hand. He goes, loosen up. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
We walked to Brooklyn from your place, 2 miles.
Dude, he was so mad. He was so mad. It was the
best. I forgot about that. I actually did really well. So it shows you it's all mental.
Yeah. I had one too many.
What? I needed one more. I had one too less.
Yeah, true.
Didn't know.
Boys.
No, Joe was, he was in that shit too, right?
He ate shit.
Tap out, man. Remember Tap Out? That was great.
Yeah, I still wear their shirts and their jeans, the little bedazzled jeans.
He's doing well, man. He's doing extremely well. He's been in the force now. Like, he works in the hood. Alex, I don't know if you know, but Milton definitely does. Brownsville, New York.
No.
They made a documentary called The 7-5 on Netflix.
Oh, it's I haven't seen it, but I heard it's great.
That's where Joe works. He's gonna be in the sequel. No, I'm just kidding. It's about crooked cops. He's a great guy.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I forgot it was crooked cops. Yeah.
Dude, he has so many stories.
I bet.
You guys know Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Did he arrest him?
He told me, well, he was in a music video, Joe. I don't think it was Tekashi's video, but it was a bunch of like young kids like saying, F you, copper. And Joe told me about Tekashi 6ix9ine way before he was publicized. He goes, yo, this Bushwick rapper's coming up. And then, what do you know?
You say, hey, Roger, you know about this rapper? That's what
we dude, we should have the carousel. Next week, we got to get the four of us.
I mean, Roger lives only a few miles from me.
I feel bad, but we got to get Laura in this shit, man.
Laura next week?
She's going to be bummed. Yeah, let's do next week.
She'll see it. We'll tag her in it. We'll be like, hey, try invitation or something.
What are we going to call this? The
what the hell happened?
3-1.
Gary's Bears. Yeah.
Gary, I wanted to ask you, man. Like,
calls me so, Gary, finally.
Do people listen to this podcast know your name's Gary? Because we're calling you Gary the entire time.
Delete. Wait, have you been calling me Gary?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't noticed once.
You know how much editing you're going to have to do now, man?
Yeah. Yo, beep, beep, boop. Like, wow, those dirtbags.
I didn't say a word in the entire episode.
Yeah. Well,
I really wanted to ask you, man, is about, like, you know, now that you're going to be a father, man. Like,
yeah.
Big
Gare Bear.
Believe it. It's like, that's amazing.
What did Alex say about, like, just
roll the punches
with the, I don't know, like, fun or life is what you make it? Like, just like, don't
life's
lose
a garden, the fun. Life's a garden, dig.
Can you dig?
Always rest.
But we're not going to be, my wife and I are not going to be the stereotype when we have kids.
Best always rest.
The best. What'd you say? Yeah.
Remember that, Gary?
That was my motto.
Yeah, that was your motto on the wall next to Sanchez jersey.
Yeah, and then
it gets sponsored by Monster Energy. The best never rest.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Best always rest, and then it became those that rest are broke. Remember that?
I think you put that ending there. I like it.
But I mean, the reason the way you said it, I remember it was like through a group text. You were like, oh, like the quarantine baby thing. So it was kind of just like, holy shit, you know, like it was such a shocker, you know. And I'm like, I mean, me and Irene are like honestly thinking about, you know, trying in like a year. That's what happened.
Hey, Milton.
Yeah.
What do you name your Niho?
If it's a boy, we actually have names. So I have names.
I can't wait to rip this apart. I'm just kidding.
No, that's fine. So
Neo.
It's going to be Hudson.
Hudson?
Hudson. All right. So then I'll say mine.
I thought Antonio was the name. Antonio.
And the other kid's Banderas.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Antonio Banderas.
Oh, shit.
That's a good name. Hudson. I like that.
Yeah, so Hudson, Irene wants to give him the middle name James.
Hudson James.
Ooh. And we actually have two girl names. So one would be Savannah and the other one would be Madison.
Oh, my gosh. My father wants me to name my girl that name.
What? Which one?
Savannah.
Savannah? Like Savannah, Georgia?
Beautiful name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name.
We're going with Valentina, if it's
a girl. Ooh, that's a great name.
That's my cousin's name, man.
And Orion, if it's a boy.
Orion. What is it?
Orion.
Orion?
Oh. And then we would call him Ryan, or I'd call him Ryan.
Call him O.
O. But O face. O. O.
Awesome, man. I mean, but this is like, dude, it's like, I mean, I'm...
Milton, we might have just met the partner of Alex's children.
Not going to happen for a while, boys.
The sunset in LA.
Best part, he's like, you know, when you got married and I got married, like, these like life events, and you know, it kind of makes it better, you know, because we, dude, we like knowing each other since we were in college. And now
I was crying at your wedding.
I know,
yeah, that was beautiful.
I heard, dude, you're scaring the audience. You keep changing, man. They're like, what the hell's going on?
That's like Bronson.
Yeah, like one episode, it was Bronson. The other one, he's a surfer guy, you know, writes poetry. But it's like, dude, like, that's awesome, man. And like, you know, you're going to be a dad and stuff.
Yeah, Gary, I'm very happy for it. I can't wait to see the kiddo once they pop out.
We'll be traveling with it, man. We'll be definitely doing different stuff.
Make it sound like it's the pet. So, yeah, we're going to bring it along, you know, like. You know.
We got a cage.
Yo, that thing don't eat if I don't eat. No.
Fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy though, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this next week with Laura. I gotta have some dinner. I'm gonna head out, okay, boys?
Let's do it. You guys cool if everything is posted?
Yeah, I don't care.
Right. Well, the world needs to see three betas talk about life, man. World.
It's true. That's the name of the podcast.
Three betas.
They're probably gonna be like,
well, what's Laura then? She the alpha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that one guy stuck at the end of the show and he had no hair.
It's been that long of a show.
What the hell happened?
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining the Octagon.
It was awesome.
Love you, boys.
God, I love my wife. Not only because she's beautiful and she's a great personality, but damn, she could cook. Wow. If you guys ever got to interrupt me, and yeah, I took off the sweatshirt. We had some quesadillas. They were spicy. Not drinking beer though. It's allergy season. No beer, no dairy. Lost 12 damn pounds down to my fighting weight. But yeah, if you guys ever need to interrupt me, make sure it's with delicious food or delicacies or cuisines. You're always allowed to interrupt me with those. All right, everybody. That was Octagon number 18 in the books. Next week is going to be fire. It's going to be lit from the three-point line. As the kids like to say, we are going to review the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance. We're going to review the UFC in Jax. Is it Jacksonville? Yeah, UFC in Jacksonville. Eden. No. Tre. Which means three. We're going to review that. The Last Dance and a ton of guests. The guests are only going to get better. And if they're returning guests, they're only going to be better. So, Octagon 18 in the books. Love y'all. Mwah. Later.